Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3394 BN. Today's date is July 3rd, 2024, and the title of the episode is Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama Take Center Stage. Trump begins the narrative. Deep State spied on my campaign. Let's talk about our health. A small regret is slouching in the dentist chair thinking, I should have brushed and flossed better. A big health regret is listening to your doctor and thinking, I should have paid attention to nutrition when I was younger. Better health today and when it matters most is why I take Field of Greens. Field of Greens is unlike any fruit and vegetable or green product. Field of Greens isn't watered down extracts. Field of Greens is an organic superfood. It's whole fruits and vegetables. Each fruit and vegetable was selected by doctors to support vital functions like heart, liver, kidneys, metabolism, and immune system. And only Field of Greens is backed by a better health promise. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Don't look back and say, I should have paid attention to nutrition when I was younger. Field of Greens is a key to better health today and when it matters most. Let's get you started with 15% off and free shipping. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code X22. That's promo code X22 at fieldofgreens.com or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now setting the stage. What are they setting the stage for? Well, think about it. Their base, they have believed that Biden has been fine this entire time. CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, they have been hiding this from their audience. And all this time, they've been spinning the news that there are cheap fakes out there. The things that you're seeing on social media aren't real. And their party, the D's that watch these networks, the fake news networks, they believe this. They believed that everything that they were seeing was manipulated video and they manipulated his voice. Now, remember, these individuals, they've been hearing this for what, 3.5 to 4 years now, almost 4 years. And this is what they've been told. In the meantime, all the criminal acts have been coming out against Biden, his shell companies, how he's working with foreign governments, how he's involved with Hunter in luring people in and giving them money. He's running a criminal syndicate. Again, the fake news also tried to spin that information. So remember, the base, they have been kept in the dark. Now, since Biden took office, all the policies that Obama has been pushing, and remember, they've been using Biden as the front man. There's no effect on Obama or Michelle Obama or anyone else. It's only Biden because he's the front guy. They used him to finish the 16-year plan. Open the borders, destroy America from within, destroy the economy, bring us into the Green New Scam, bring us to war, and do everything that violates the Constitution. And this is what they had Biden do this entire time. And this was done on purpose because, again, they never expected Hillary Clinton to lose. Trump came in and he set them back way back. Remember, their schedule was to have us in nuclear war by now. Actually, I think there'd be death and destruction all over the place. So since the base has been hearing for a very long time that Biden is absolutely fine because they've been hiding everything else, what had to happen? Well, since the poll numbers have been going down and the people have been moving towards the side of Trump and Trump's poll numbers are continually moving up and everything that Biden has done to Trump hasn't worked. All the indictments, they thought, hey, if we indict him and he's a convicted felon and we keep calling him a convicted felon, the people would, you know, move away from him. But the actual opposite has happened. So all his tactics didn't work and his poll numbers are continually sliding. And they can't stop it. So I do believe Obama, he decided this is the time. First of all, let's make a deal with Biden. We'll protect him. If he steps down by himself, he's on his own. They can bring charges against him. He could do whatever. But if you want protection and if you want to leave in a way where it doesn't harm you or your family, well, then what we could do is we could say that, hey, because of old age, because of dementia, we have to remove you. And this way you could pretend that you forgot everything. You don't remember anything. And you can be, you know, you can go along your merry way. And I do believe this is probably the plan that they have put out there right now. And this is what they're pushing. And what you see from the media now. They got their instructions. They got their 4 a.m. talking points. Obama gave them permission. Remember, he controls all of this. He gave them permission. Yes, start the entire narrative that Biden can't do the job. Biden has to be removed. The debates were terrible because remember, they need to inform their base. Their base has been kept in the dark for a very, very long time. They need their base to believe that Biden can't function. I do believe this is why Obama dragged him off the stage, and he wanted this to be kicked off by people seeing this. And then the debate came up, and I do believe Obama forced him into the debates because he knew that his performance was going to be terrible. I do believe probably they coordinated this. And this way, people could see with their own two eyes, because it was broadcast on CNN and many other fake news stations, his base, the D base, would see that, hey, there is major, major problems with him. And then the fake news got their talking points. And now you have to have the White House push back, and you have to have the fake news continually push and the DNC push. Obama pretty much is going to take the middle road in all of this because, again, optics are very, very important. And you could see how this is playing out right now. The fake news is pushing very hard to remove him. The White House is pushing back, even though the White House has already said that Biden is not stepping down. I do believe what they're going to do, and you can see it happening already, is they'll keep this fight going. The people will say, yeah, he's got to go. They'll boost Kamala Harris up, which they're already doing. They're boosting her up, saying that she can take the role of the acting president. And once Biden is the nominee, which I do believe he's going to be the nominee, once he's the nominee, I do believe this is when they start to replace him. Now, there could be a lot of other things that are going to happen in between, but it looks like this is how it's all playing out. Now, again, Biden could say, okay, I'm going to just drop out. And if he does drop out, they're going to have to replace him with someone else. And again, when he says, I'm going to drop out, he's still the resident. So are people going to call into question, can he still be the resident? So I think they still have the same exact problem that he can't be the resident and drop out of the race because of dementia, because people are going to have concerns that his dementia is going to get worse and he's in the role of the resident. And if we're heading towards war and there's an economic collapse, who's going to be handling all this stuff? So I think the problem is that if he just steps down, the D party still has that problem with him in that position. But once again, we can see that they're building Kamala up right now, which means they're getting ready to remove him one way or another. And we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Merrick Garland right now. Because Merrick Garland, he's holding the her audio tapes back. And I do believe this is being done on purpose. I do believe Obama said, hold it back as best you possibly can. And then when the time is right, we will use them. If Biden isn't going to step down and he decides, you know, something, I'm going to be stubborn, his family's going to be stubborn, they're not going to listen to what we're saying, well, then we'll use this against him later on. Now, what's very interesting is that Ana Paulina Luna, she went ahead and she got the votes to hold Garland in contempt. And by doing this, we were told that the House Sergeant at Arms was going to take Garland into custody and they could actually then have a trial in Congress. But something very interesting just happened. It looks like Ana Paulina Luna spoke to Mike Johnson and said, okay, instead of doing that, why don't we fine him every day $10,000 until Garland complies? Now, I do believe Johnson is working with Trump, and this is to make sure that they remove Biden with the 25th Amendment. Remember, this is not about a four-year election. Oh, let's just beat them in the polls and everything will be fine. Remember, this entire mission is to expose the deep state. The entire mission is to expose their crimes. The entire mission is to show the people who the criminals really, really are. So yes, would it be easier just to have Biden in the race? Would it make sense to keep him in there and, you know, have him run? Yes, because Trump would win very, very easily. But again, if the people are going to take back this country, they need to know who the criminals really are. They need to know all the treasonous acts. I mean, I'm not saying 100%, but they need to know the base and they need to know what they've done to this country. and what they've done to Trump and how they overthrew the United States government, how they cheated in the election, and how they committed other treasonous crimes. So I do believe that, yes, it would be a lot easier if Biden just stayed in the race or if Biden was replaced with Newsom, because Trump would win very, very easily. But I think in the end, this is not going to help the situation where we need to take the country back, because, again, we need to understand who the criminal players are. We need to know who what crimes they have committed. We need to know, because we need to tell generation after generation after generation, we fought for freedom, because look what the criminal syndicate has done here. Look what they have done. And you need to understand that they can infiltrate this government. And this is how they do it. And there might be other ways that they do it. So this is not just about a four-year election of just winning, because that would be very, very easy. All you have to do is leave Biden in there, let him just malfunction all the way down the line, and you just win. But I don't think this is Trump's motivation. I think his motivation is to show the people, those individuals that have been treasonous to this country and what they have done to this country over the many, many years. And I do believe Trump, he just pretty much set this off by putting out a truth saying they spied on my campaign. It's a very interesting thing that he said at this moment, because he said Biden spied on my campaign. But we know Obama did. We know Hillary Clinton did. They're all in it together. But why did he put that out there? I do believe he's starting the narrative. Now, the other thing that's very interesting as we move closer and closer to the presidential election, we know that they're going to have to try to control the flow of information. Remember, this is an information war. Yes, the deep state players, they're using information against their own people, their own base. Think about the fighting that's going on with the fake news, with the White House. This is being done on purpose. This is a little information war to wake the people up, make them understand what's been going on, because they've been kept in the dark for a very long time. But on a broader scale, with the people that are awake, what they want to do is they want to censor everyone they possibly can. And what's very interesting is that the New York Times put out an article, and this is coming from Columbia law professor Tim Wu, and it says the First Amendment has gone too far. And by going too far, they mean letting conservatives share their opinions and hamstringing the government's ability to crack down on speech they don't like. So now they're trying to make the argument that it's time to rein in the First Amendment. We just can't let people speak freely. We need to control it any way we possibly can. Again, that's not what the First Amendment means. Remember, we're born with these rights. These rights were not voted on. They were not handed down by Congress. We were born with these rights. That's why our founding fathers have done this. So this way, the government could never, ever take these away from you. They are not privileges. They are rights. And you could see they've been trying to limit or take away your rights every step of the way. This is why the Biden administration has been contacting a lot of the social media companies, and they've been pointing to certain accounts saying, censor that person, censor this person, which means they're violating your First Amendment right. But now, since they're caught up in all these lawsuits, they have to figure out a different way to do this. So what are they going to do? They're going to use AI. And Anthony Blinken, he's out there letting everyone know that his department is testing AI-based tools as a way to fight misinformation. So what that really means is that they're going to develop these tools in the State Department. They're going to test them out, and then they will sell them to the social media companies and any other company that wants it to limit who's saying what. And they're training the AI in a certain way to push their narrative. And yes, they will. This AI system will actually shadow ban. It will actually censor, and it will pull in the articles that support the narrative of the deep state players. And this is what they're going to do here in the United States and around the world. But again, you're going to have certain platforms that aren't going to sign on to this. They're going to say, well, we're not using this AI because we have no problems. We let people speak freely. This is going to be a major, major problem for them, which means they're going to have to take this to the next step eventually to shut down the flow of information. Remember, we are still at war. This is an information war. We're only in the phase of waking the people up and exposing the criminal syndicate. And the people, they're seeing quite a bit right now, because I do believe the Patriots control the flow of information. And this is something the deep state players don't like. They don't like it when someone has the narrative. So I think in the end, what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to control everything. And when that fails and they realize it's not working, this is when they push us full force into war. And basically, this is where we're all headed. We're headed towards a war, and they're going to use a cyber attack. Because remember, this is not just about the election. This is also about the financial system. Because again, their financial system is failing. They want to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Scam. They want to try to bring us into the central bank digital currency. And the only way to bring us there is to destroy their old financial system. Now, they know the old financial system is going to crash because the fiat system only lasts for 50 or so years and then it has to be restarted. So they know this and they need to make sure that Trump doesn't get into office, because if he gets into office, well, the whole central bank digital currency push, well, that doesn't work. Trying to bring us into the Great Reset, that doesn't work. So yes, this cyber attack is twofold. One, to destroy the financial institutions, or to make it look like everything is destroyed. And the other is to stop Trump from getting into office and then push us into war. And this is what they're going to try to do. But again, Trump has the ultimate counteroffensive. That is called peace. But you could see that they're pushing war every step of the way. OSINT Defender put this out and said, NATO is set to announce in the second week of July the creation of NATO coordination post in the Ukraine capital of Kiev, which will be manned by a senior civilian official. This official will work directly with a new operation being established in Wiesbaden, Germany, called the NATO Security Assistance and Training for Ukraine, that would see nearly 700 U.S. and NATO service members take over much of the American-led mission on the directing of logistics of providing military aid to Ukraine since the Russian invasion of 2022. With this mission reported to be an attempt by NATO to Trump-proof any further aid to Ukraine, officials are fearing may partially or totally cut aid to Ukraine if reelected as U.S. president in November. So they're already setting something up, even though that NATO is saying that Ukraine is too corrupt to actually belong to NATO. They're also just setting this up, preparing for what comes next. And you can see this is exactly what they're doing. Now, what's very interesting is Putin, he has just prepared another peace deal for Ukraine. And his compromise is, we will share Crimea. So this should bring Ukraine to the table, right? They're going to share Crimea. Well, do you think the Biden administration is going to allow this? Do you think the deep state players are going to allow this? And remember, every step of the way, Putin's saying, okay, come to the table. Let's talk. We could share Crimea. I do believe they're going to push back on this because, again, Ukraine still wants the money from the U.S. The deep state players, they want it all. And they don't see things in gray terms. They only see things in black and white. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Biden administration decides to push back on this. Now, they might say, hey, let's have talks. But I do believe they'll probably break down and this won't work. Or they won't even go to the table altogether. Because, again, how does that help them? It really doesn't, because they don't want peace. They actually want war. And when people see that, hey, they're not even coming to the table, they're not even trying to negotiate, people are going to see that, hey, they really don't want peace. They actually want war. So again, Putin is giving them a olive branch, and I don't think the deep state players are going to take it, which means Trump, he will have the ability to usher in peace, because if Putin is open to having talks, then Trump will have no problem speaking to Putin, which I don't believe he'll have any problem speaking to Kim Jong-un. He'll have no problem speaking to Xi. And you can see that this is something the deep state players don't want. They don't want Trump to usher in peace. They actually want war, because their agenda was always war. It's part of their 16-year plan to destroy everything that we know today and rebuild and restart it. And if there's war, they're hoping that Trump won't even be elected. We won't even have to worry about him. Maybe they can actually take a hit out on him. Think about how devious and evil they really are. This is how they're thinking. We'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later, about assassination. But first, let's talk about how the leftists, they're not even going along with the Obama administration anymore, because they wrote a letter to the progressive left saying, we're not loyal to our oppressors. Students for Justice in Palestine recently wrote a letter to the progressive left advising them that they're not loyal and they demand accountability, which means as the Biden administration continually doesn't do what they want, these individuals are going to turn on them. And I wouldn't be surprised if these individuals storm the White House. Didn't they try to storm the White House once before? They got very close to it. They got up to the fences. They were shaking them back and forth. Many of them jumped over it, but they were chased back. What happens when they get a lot of their people together and they go towards the White House and they try to storm the White House? I do believe we're going to see those individuals that are in the administration. They're probably going to actually say there's martial law. They might call out the military, the National Guard. We'll have to see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. And we could see that the narrative with Biden is now building and building and building. And you can see the fake news. They're taking one side. The White House is taking the other. And Obama, he's just saying he's very concerned about Biden. And you could see that he's pretty much taking the middle ground right now, because I do believe this is all part of the plan to remove Joe Biden, like we've said many, many times before. Now, once again, the White House is going to fight back as hard as they possibly can. The fake news and certain D's, they're going to push and they're going to try to convince that Biden, you need to step down. You need to step down because the debate was terrible. We got instructions to tell you to step down. And I do believe this fighting is going to go on for quite a while. But you got to remember, the base of the D's, they never saw what Biden was actually like, because this was all hidden from them. They spun the stories and they've been doing this for a very long time. So I do believe we're in the phase of informing the D's that, look, your candidate that you thought was okay, that we've been telling you was okay, he's not okay. And we need to remove him. And they need the D's on their side. They need to show Biden breaking down every single day. And they need to show how the White House is continually fighting back against the fake news, against the D's, against those that are saying he must leave. So I do believe this is all building and building and building for what? Most likely to take him out with the 25th Amendment. Because remember, if they just take him out and he leaves on his own, and he says, I don't have dementia, well, can he be prosecuted for his crimes? Can there be a special counsel that investigates? Absolutely. If he's taken out with the 25th Amendment, it shows that he's incapacitated, he has dementia. Will this be a lot tougher to investigate him? Absolutely. So I do believe this is all being built up right now to take him out with the 25th Amendment. Now, that doesn't mean he might not step down on his own, because he definitely could. But you could see right now there are a group of 25 House Democrats, and they're reportedly getting ready to ask Joe Biden to drop out of the 2024 presidential election. And they want him to step down. Now, again, I do believe these calls are going to continually come out over and over and over, but I don't think they want to remove him until he's the nominee. Even though they say, hey, we need to replace him before the convention. I do believe they're going to move the convention date up. They're going to make him the nominee. And this will make it a lot easier to remove him and actually bring in Kamala Harris. Because again, they're not just going to replace him with another white woman or white guy, because that would look very, very odd. It doesn't fit into the DEI model. And then you have also Kamala just sitting there. How would this look? I mean, they could do it. I mean, nobody says they can't. But again, from a point of optics, how does this look? It doesn't look good. And if he just steps down, and let's say they don't remove him from with the 25th Amendment, how can he function as the resident? See, people, that's gonna call into question, can he function as resident? Remember, he controls the nuclear codes. If we're heading towards war and the economy's crashing, can he manage everything that's happening today if he can't even be the nominee? I think people are going to question all of this. So all this news of Biden holding emergency White House meetings, I do believe this is all planned out to wake the D party up, to make it look like they're struggling right now. Biden wants to stay in. The fake news and the D's, they want him out. I do believe this is all building up for most likely one thing. One, change of batter. Number two, how do we remove him? And again, you just can't say, hey, we're going to just use the 25th Amendment, or hey, we just want Biden to step down. You need to show the D's, you know, their base, there's major, major problems. How do we get rid of him? We want him to step down, but he won't do it. Anybody else have a solution? Oh, wait, the 25th Amendment. Hey, that's a really good idea. Hey, the D-base, do you guys agree with this? Because look at him. He can't function. And you think the D's are going to agree with this? You think his base is going to agree? Absolutely. They'll say, yeah, let's just remove the 25th Amendment. He can't function. So now they are starting the narrative of bringing others into focus. Now, one of them is Gretchen Whitmer. I mean, her polling is absolutely awful. We have Gavin Newsom. His poll numbers are absolutely awful. Remember, these are two individuals, they're white. So if they say, okay, Biden's stepping down, let's bring in Gavin Newsom, Kamala's going to be like, well, I served as vice president for all these years. I'm the first black vice president. Of course, she was installed. They cheated, but that doesn't matter at this point. Why are you skipping over me? And you're bringing in a white woman or you're bringing in a white man? Think about this for a second. But when you look at the polls for Gavin Newsom, they don't look that great. I mean, they're better than Gretchen Whitmer. But when you look at the polls, it doesn't look good at all. It looks like Trump would beat him by 17 points. Plus, his track record in California is absolutely awful. And think about it. The people of California tried to recall him. They actually had, they got enough signatures and they actually had a vote. And think about what how he's been destroying California. It's a complete and utter mess. Now, again, it would be nice if Biden stayed in, if we got, instead of if Biden was going to leave and we got Gavin Newsom, I think this would make it very, very easy for Trump. He would win very easily. But I think this whole thing is about exposing the deep state players and exposing those people that have committed treason against this country. We are entering a new realm of tyranny. Our three-letter agencies, which were once symbols of protection and order, to seem to have been weaponized against us, the American people. To give you an idea of the gravity of the situation, consider this. The IRS has amassed an arsenal of 4,500 guns, 5 million rounds of ammunition, 621 shotguns, 539 sniper rifles, and 15 submachine guns. The Department of Veterans Affairs, tasked with assisting our veterans, has acquired 11 million rounds of ammunition. The U.S. Postal Service, the agency that delivers our mail, has a technical team. The number of non-DOD federal employees with firearms, which includes agencies like the IRS, is 200,000, surpassing the Marine Corps' 186,000 members. If your government doesn't use deadly force on people raiding into your country, they don't defend those borders. But they'll use deadly force to collect your taxes, to enforce unconstitutional laws. Then traitors have taken over your country and taken control of your government, and it is now tyranny. Now, let me tell you about NMN. This isn't just any supplement. It's a game changer. A recent Harvard study showed that NMN can help reduce weight, cholesterol, and even blood pressure in overweight adults. This thing has been dubbed the Limitless Pill and can take 10 to 20 years off of you. It's like the fountain of youth in a bottle, but the FDA, they're trying to keep it away from us. Why? Because a healthy, strong population is harder to control. The FDA is attempting to change the status of NMN supplements to be classified as a drug, which would allow pharmaceutical companies to control it. This move is not based on the efficacy or safety of NMN, but is aimed at cornering the market and taking the supplement away from you, and having you pay 20 to 30,000 prescriptions that you can't pay without insurance. Now you can't go homestead and off the grid because you need your job's insurance to stay healthy, keeping you a slave to the system. In times like these, we need to be vigilant. We need to be prepared. And most importantly, we need to take control of our health, because if we don't, they will. So arm yourself with knowledge, stock up on NMN, and let's show them that we won't be silenced or subdued. We're in this together, and together we will rise above. I don't promote many people, but I generally respect these guys. They're fighters standing up for what's right. I asked them if they could offer a special deal for tonight, especially since we're diving deep into these topics. They agreed to an amazing buy two, get one free 48 deal. This stuff isn't cheap, so it's a great opportunity to stock up. I wanted my followers to have a chance to get their hands on NMN before any potential restrictions come into play. Black Forest Supplements is ready to fight for this. They want to ensure that people have access to NMN, but who knows? There might come a day when agents are at Black Forest store trying to stop them from selling this life-changing supplement. So I urge you to check out the link and grab some for yourself. Go to blackforestsupplements.com/X22 or click the link in the description. And those individuals are the Obamas, yes, Biden that you're already seeing, Hillary Clinton, and yes, those people behind the scenes that aren't elected. But I do believe he wants certain individuals front and center. So the deep state, they have already started the narrative that Kamala can replace Biden. Steve Kornacki put this out and said two recent polls measured the favorable, unfavorable numbers for both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And YouGov says Joe Biden 39% favorable, unfavorable 58%. Kamala Harris, same poll, 37% favorable, unfavorable 54%. Fox News, Joe Biden, favorable 44, unfavorable 56. Kamala Harris, favorable 41, unfavorable 57. So they made the numbers very, very close to make you think that Kamala is right there with Joe Biden. Rich Barris, the People's Pundit, put this out and said, contrary to conveniently leaked internal poll allegedly showing Biden faring worse against Trump than alternatives, the consensus is that he is still the strongest candidate for Dems to run. Again, they're building the narrative to make it look like she's pretty darn close. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, everything shifted today. Signals are changing. Clyburn said he'd support Kamala at the top of the ticket. A leak confirmed Obama is concerned about Biden. Pelosi said Biden should commit to cognitive test as this might be a condition, not a one-off. Weigh all the evidence, and I give it a 50-50 shot. Joe Biden uses the George Stephanopoulos interview to step aside. Now, again, who instructs Biden in what to do? Well, that would be James Clyburn and Barack Obama. They are the two Democrats who unilaterally can remove Joe Biden by withdrawing their support. They are in control. They tell Biden what to do. And you have to remember, Obama, from the very, very beginning, always wanted Kamala Harris. He wanted her as president. Her poll numbers were in the dirt. People didn't like her. They still don't like her. So they had to settle on Biden, not his first choice. And Obama and Clyburn agreed on Kamala Harris as the VP selection in 2020 when she couldn't be the president. And Joe had to accept her. He had no choice whatsoever. So if they tell Biden this is how it's going to go down, either Biden can fight them and they'll use the 25th Amendment, or he could step down. And you can see the fake news. They're pushing very, very hard to show their people that he must leave, that he has major, major problems. Because yet, got to remember, the D-base, they didn't see this. They were kept in the dark. The New York Times put this out and said, Biden told ally that he is weighing whether to continue in the race. So if Biden decides not to run, he'll still be the resident. Will people be concerned because he cannot run because of dementia? How will he stay in office? I mean, we have war, chaos, the economy breaking down. We have open borders, murders all over the place. Will this work? I think this is going to be a very difficult path because once again, they're going to have to remove him no matter what. So why don't you just get it over with one shot using the 25th Amendment? And you could see the Biden administration, they're now pushing back. This is coming at NBC News. It says, Biden team suggests there can be no alternative. DNC rules provide a path if Biden were to step aside. The president is set to meet with the governors as concerns grow within the party about his campaign. Joe Biden's campaign tries to calm nervous Democrats. The Democratic National Committee is circulating talking points that misleadingly suggest there is no procedural means of replacing the president at the top of the party's ticket without sharing the path ahead if he were to step aside. So Joe Biden, his campaign says, will be the Democratic Party's nominee for president. The talking point reads, according to a copy provided by a source who received them, any other discussion is a distraction and brokered conventions are a thing of the past. They go on to say that the only person eligible for nomination is Joe Biden. Nomination rules that are being circulated within the party are mostly accurate up until the party's August convention ends. Now, I do believe they're going to move the convention up to July to get this over with. And they want Biden to be the nominee. I remember going back in time when Trump was asked the question, do you think Biden's going to be the nominee? He said, yeah, he's going to be the nominee. I do believe he is going to be the nominee. And they needed to start this narrative and kick it off because they needed to wake up their base. They needed to start the narrative and start building it up and building up Kamala Harris at the same time. Now, what's very interesting, the U.S. election odds, they came out and they said that Kamala Harris now has overtaken Joe Biden in the next president market. And The Hill put out an article saying Harris running closer to Trump than Biden in new CNN poll. So now the CNN poll is saying that 45% of registered voters would support Harris in a hypothetical matchup with Trump. She is 2 percentage points behind Biden. So here is the narrative of Kamala being the front runner. And it looks like she most likely knows that that's what's in store. Because Green Lives Matter put this out and he wrote, "You can tell that Kamala already knows they're going to replace Biden when she is asked about it. Just look at the shit-eating grin." And she was smirking when she was asked, and you could see it in slow motion. So once again, she already knows that they're building her up right now, and they're going to build up the polls. Yes, the fake news, they've been instructed, start putting out the fake polls, show that she's even with Biden, show sometimes she's a little bit, you know, ahead of Biden. We need to make everyone believe that she is the person. Now, is she going to be the person in the end? Most likely not. I do believe they need her to be that person. And if she is that person, then you have a black woman running as the president. She's running for president. So does that mean they can swap her with Gavin Newsom? Does that mean they can swap her with Hillary Clinton? Does that mean they can swap her with Gretchen Whitmer? Well, they can try. They can try to do that. But do you think the base is going to be pretty darn angry? Wait a minute. You just took out a black woman and you replaced it with a white man? You just took out a black woman and you replaced her with a white woman, an old white woman? Hey, you just took out a black woman and replaced her with another white woman? How do you think this is going to work out? I don't think it's going to work out too well. What happens if they take one black woman and swap it out for another black woman? Would that be fine? I do believe so. And Wokeness put this out and said, VP Kamala Harris career timeline. 1994, had an affair with San Francisco's mayor to start her political career. 2019, ran for president with no support, dropped out before the first primary. 2020, picked as VP due to race, gender. 2024, possibly being swapped in as the Democratic nominee despite receiving literally zero votes, being the most unpopular VP in history. DEI in a nutshell. And remember, Kamala, she's a dud. Paul Bedard put this out and said, Kamala Harris is a dud. Just 25% say she helps Biden. So the people, they know she's a dud, but the fake news, they're pandering to their base. They're building the narrative. They know they're not going to keep her in there, but they need her to be that person who's going to take over. So they're going to build her up right now. And what's very interesting is that we have an article out of the Dispatch, and it says, now is the time for Hillary Clinton. The country needs Hillary Clinton to step forward, to run, to become the next and first female president of the United States. So it looks like they're building the narrative now for Hillary Clinton to come in. Now, again, is Hillary going to replace Biden? Are they going to pass over Kamala? They can, of course. I mean, this is a possibility. But I think this is going to be a huge problem for them if they do it. It'd be nice if they did it that way, because this would go against all their DEI and everything that they've been talking about. And how would this look? So do I believe Hillary Clinton is actually coming into the fold? I do believe so. Then we have Reuters and Ipsos poll. And this poll says only Michelle Obama beats Trump as an alternative to Biden. So Obama, Michelle Obama, is the only hypothetical presidential candidate alternative that can beat Trump. Think about this for a second. So here we have two articles, one saying Hillary get in the race, and another one saying, well, it looks like Michelle Obama is the only individual. So let's back up a little bit. So they are pushing Kamala to be the front runner. They are building her poll numbers up to make it look like she's even with Biden, even though she's not. And we have Claiborne and Obama saying, you better not pass over her. So it looks like they're already setting the stage for all of this. Now, again, anything else could happen. They can go and completely go the opposite direction. But I think those two individuals are in control. I think Obama's been in control. And I think whatever they say goes. Now, Biden can push back, of course. But again, in the end, I think he's going to lose. Because what does Obama have? He has the insurance policy. And that is everything that the special counsel Robert Hur has done when he investigated Joe Biden and the audio tapes. Hans put this out on X and said, everyone should reread what Robert Hur wrote about Biden. It's even more stunning in retrospect. The media screamed that Hur was a MAGA fanatic, but in truth, Hur was trying to help Democrats by giving them a heads up about how badly Biden had deteriorated. They didn't listen. Well, again, I do believe her was put in there for a specific reason, to remove Biden in the end. We knew that they weren't going to prosecute him. We knew that that wasn't the purpose of all this. The purpose was to get the transcript, to get the audio tapes, so this could be used later on to remove Biden, most likely with the 25th Amendment. Now, Biden might just step down. He might just say, you know something, I'm out. We'll have to see if that happens. I don't think it's going to play out that way. But again, there are stranger things that happen here. But you know what's very interesting? There's a lot of individuals out there that have been talking about assassination, assassinating Trump. Because, again, since the immunity ruling came out, they're talking like the president is immune to everything. If he murders someone on U.S. soil, he's immune. If he commits a crime, he's immune. Well, again, this is not an official act. So if you're going to take out your political opponent, this is not an official act, and it doesn't abide by the Constitution. But we have this individual out there, and it's an actress from Orange is the New Black, and she's talking about taking Trump out. I mean, maybe she should be investigated right now because she actively is calling for murdering someone. Think about this for a second. And there's tons and tons of articles that are talking about the same thing. And this is coming from the HuffPost, by the way. Supreme Court gives Joe Biden the legal okay to assassinate Donald Trump. Slate, can the president send SEAL Team 6 to assassinate his rival? ABC News, hypothetical SEAL Team 6 political assassination resurfaces in Supreme Court ruling. The Telegraph, Trump immunity. Can Biden order his rival's assassination? So they're continually building this idea that a president can order an assassination on another individual. And now we have Biden, his campaign, is launching a seven-figure ad blitz in battleground states, slamming the Supreme Court's immunity decision and warning of Trump's threat to be a dictator. Now, that's very interesting. Al Kehoe put this out and is looking at a cartoon from Bronco, and there's arrows in the back of Trump, and it says, Russian collusion hoax, Ukraine phone call hoax, classified docs hoax, censor-free speech, phony indictments, rhinos, arrest political opposition, kangaroo J6 hearing, and then you have the donkey saying, stop that authoritarian dictator, he'll seek retribution. So who's being the dictator? Oh, that's right, they are. Even Kamala Harris is out there, and Libs of TikTok put this out, and she is worried that Trump is going to weaponize the DOJ to go after his political opponents if he wins. Libs of TikTok says, that'd be crazy. Imagine a president doing that. No way. Well, that's what they're doing. But you could see what they're trying to do here. They're building the narrative up. Why are they projecting out assassination? Are they planning something? We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But as we know, since the Supreme Court ruled on the immunity, we could see now that other cases that they've have against Trump, like the hush money case, we see the sentencing has been brought down to September. Now, again, you have to remember, these are criminals. These are deep state players. They're not just going to give up. They're going to try to work around the system. And it looks like they're planning most likely to try to imprison Trump in September, closer to the presidential election. And what's very interesting is Andrew Weissman, who's the boss and who is actually conducting all this, said the following. Judge Merchan moving the sentencing to mid-September is smart. It gives Trump and DA and the court time to brief the issues. But Merchan will ultimately reject the weak Trump claims. And importantly, the new mid-September sentencing date will make it very hard for Trump to then be able to appeal to SCOTUS before the elections, as he will have to appeal within New York state courts first. So it looks like they did this on purpose, but I don't believe Trump is going to most likely lose. They might throw him into prison. I mean, that's still a possibility. But again, he has everything on his side. And once again, all he has to show is that these are the things that I did when I was president. So those were my official acts. But again, what are they going to do? I mean, think about it. They are the criminal syndicate. They don't allow him to bring up certain things. They keep things out of the courts. And you know what Merchant's going to do. They're going to manipulate this so they can get him no matter what. And I do believe the reason why they move this is because everything else has failed right now. They don't have the other cases now, and this is all they have. And I think they're trying to move this down very, very close to the presidential election to get the biggest bang out of this. And I do believe this will probably fail in the end because everything else they do does fail. I mean, they convicted him. Did that help them? No, it hurt them. If they eventually put him in prison, do you really think that's going to help him at this point? No, it's going to hurt them. So once again, you can see they're going to try, but I do believe it's going to fail. Now, you have to remember, Biden right now, at this point, he doesn't have the ability to beat Trump. Even with their cheating system, it just will not be able to be done. This is why the deep state started the narrative that Biden is in cognitive decline. The fake news is pushing this, so this will push Biden poll numbers way down because they're telling their people not to vote for him. He's not the candidate anymore. We need to get rid of him. So that means the people aren't going to support him anymore, which means the people aren't going to approve, the people aren't going to vote, which means his poll numbers are going to go down. Whose poll numbers are going to go up? Kamala Harris, because that's who they're going to push. They're going to tell the base, this is the person you want. So what do they do next? Well, what's very interesting about all this is that they're projecting assassination. Trump put out dog comms on Truth. They're saying Trump is going to be a dictator. Either they remove Biden using the 25th Amendment or they remove him another way. Maybe they assassinate him. Think about if Biden was assassinated. Would that build public sympathy for the next candidate? Would people say, wow, look what just happened? Especially if it was maybe a Hamas supporter or maybe even a MAGA supporter. Think about this for a second. So once again, if they could try to shift this and they actually try to assassinate Biden and they blame it on a Trump supporter, which leads back to Trump, would this help them out? Because again, what are the alternatives here? Biden steps down on his own. They take him out with the 25th Amendment, or they just get rid of him. They build sympathy and try to pin this on Trump supporters, which then eventually leads to Trump. Think about that for a second. They've been projecting assassination, and they've been saying, let's take out Trump because he's immune, which really means they're projecting this out there, and it might be the opposite way. Or they might try to assassinate Trump. But let's just go back to post 586 for a second. January 22nd, 2018. What would happen if texts originated from an FBI agent to several internals discussed the assassination possibility of the POTUS or a member of his family? What if the text suggests foreign allies were involved? Forget the Russia setup, 1 of 22. This is only the beginning. Be careful what you wish for as the world turns. Could messages such as those be publicly disclosed? What happens to the FBI, to the DOJ special counsel? What happens in general? Every FBI DOJ previous case could be challenged, lawless. Think logically. Now that is very, very interesting. And we're going to have to see how this plays out and see how desperate they really, really become. Because we could see that they are becoming desperate because they realize they're in a very difficult position right now because Trump has the people. Remember, Trump has been running the counterinsurgency and the counterinsurgency has been winning. The counterinsurgency is the military and the people together. And you can see the people are definitely waking up now. Now, I do believe that Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton, they are definitely coming into focus right now. And I do believe Trump is looking at the deep state, looking at these individuals, and he wants to show the people who have, these are the people that have been treasonous to this country. And how do you start this off? Well, you got to kick it off with what they did back in 2016. And then build it all the way up. And I do believe that's exactly what is happening right now. Because Trump, he put out a very interesting truth. He said, crooked Joe Biden spied on my campaign, took money from foreign governments, made some of the worst policies and military decisions in USA history, weaponized injustice, and is our worst president ever. He is killing our country. A total loser, DJT. So Joe Biden spied on the campaign. Who else spied? Oh, that was right. It's Hillary Clinton, Obama, and the rest. So is he starting the narrative? I do believe he is. And think about it. Joe Biden is beholden to foreign governments. Joe Biden now is going to be let loose. Are the foreign governments now going to be upset about this? Maybe. Will they be going after him? Maybe. I mean, think about what happened to Hillary Clinton when she lost. All the money coming into her foundation completely and utterly dried up. Remember, the foreign governments paid a lot of money to Biden. Will they be taking him out? That's very interesting. We'll have to see how that plays out. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but I do believe they're going to remove him one way or another. And you could see with all this talk and all these different ideas of projecting about assassination, it looks like it's a possibility. Because I do believe they have to push whatever they possibly can to try to build their base up and get people on their side. Having Biden just step down, I think they just lose the people. Even if they bring in Michelle Obama or Hillary Clinton, whoever it's going to be, they just lose the people that way. They take Biden out with the 25th Amendment. It builds excitement. People are like, yes, let's take him out. Let's remove him. Let's put another person in there. That builds a little bit of excitement. It also allows Biden to be protected from probably prosecution because he'll just say, hey, I can't function because I was taken out with the 25th Amendment. I have dementia. I don't remember anything. If they actually assassinate him and they blame it on a Trump supporter, does this build excitement in their party? Can they build this up and use it to their advantage? I do believe so. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. Because when they're looking at the polls, they see it's a complete and utter disaster. Remember, they have internal polls. Polymarket put this out and said, Trump is now the favorite to win in every swing state. Georgia, he's up by 16. Pennsylvania, 19. Arizona, 11. Wisconsin, 10. Nevada, 6. Michigan, 15. Think about what the deep state players are up against. Remember, if they're going to cheat in the election, they need someone half decent. They have to bring their poll numbers back up. They just can't use their cheating system with someone that is just a zero or, you know, is getting 10% or 15%. It just won't work. They need someone halfway decent and they need to build excitement back up in their party. So you could see this is where they're headed with all of this. And it looks like they're going to push one of these solutions. And I do believe everything is to build up Kamala Harris, to remove Biden one way or another, then to swap out Kamala with the other candidate to build even more excitement. Because I don't think Kamala is going to be that excitable. Because again, think about her when she was in the Democratic primaries to be president. She had no poll numbers. They actually forced Biden to take her. Remember, Obama never wanted Biden to be president. They wanted Kamala. So again, we can see that Kamala just doesn't have it. That's why they have to bring in another candidate, someone who probably is young like her, and someone that is black like her, and someone that doesn't have a tarnished record. Because why would you want to bring someone else in there? And think about it from the side of Trump. This is all about the 2024 election. This is our final battle. This is not just an election. This is about showing the people who's been treasonous to this country, showing the true who the true criminals really are. So if you're going to do that, who do you got to bring in? You got to bring in the true criminals. You already saw Biden. Who's next? Obama's? Hillary Clinton? Remember, Obama's United States Secret Service name was Renegade. He picked it himself. It means traitor. I mean, really think about this for a second. So why would Trump want Newsom? Why would he want Gretchen Whitmer? Yeah, they're low-level idiots. But again, are those the people that he wants? Because think about it. We're coming full circle now. He started out going up against Hillary Clinton, going up against Obama. And he's been fighting Obama and Clinton and everyone else ever since. And now here we are in our final battle. And Trump and the Patriots, they're in control. And they want to show everyone who the treasonous criminals really are. Who do you got to bring into focus? I do believe it has to be Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama, which is going to lead to Barack Obama. So I do believe this is where all of this is headed. I mean, again, we're going to have to see how this plays out. But if you're going to show who the criminals are, you might as well bring him into focus. And Trump, he put that truth out there that Biden spied on his campaign, which tells us the narrative is being built. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that a Democrat representative from Maine named Jared Golden stunned everyone by publishing a column in which he not only says that Trump is going to win the 2024 election, but also suggesting that this will not, in fact, be a threat to democracy. Now, that is very interesting coming from a Democrat. And all of a sudden, this blows the D Party's narrative out of the water. And this is going to be a huge problem for the D Party. I do believe they're most likely going to come down on him very, very hard. But again, you could see there are still rational people out there and people that are thinking logically. And I do believe what we are witnessing right now is one gigantic psyop. This was planned a long time ago. Obama kicked it off. They always knew that they were going to have to switch out Biden because they use him to destroy America. His reputation is down the tubes. Everything was exposed, all his criminal activity. So they knew they used him. They used him up. And eventually what they were going to have to do is they're going to have to take him out. And that's what we're witnessing right now. And I do believe the true criminals now, the ones that Trump really wants, is now coming into focus. Now, I'm not saying Biden is not a true criminal, but again, you got to look past Biden. He's one of those individuals that made a lot of money, was laundering money, was taking, you know, money from foreign governments. But you got to look at those individuals that were actually conducting, calling the shots. And I do believe Trump wants Obama and Clinton front and center to expose everything that they have done. And I do believe most likely he's going to get that. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.